Blog Talk Radio. living word, the image of the Father, Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus,
guys, this is Wardell Pastier, and I am on the road here as we are doing our praise show, getting ready to go to Cali, going to California. And so if you hear a lot going on the road or whatever, that's because I'm on the road, okay? Much love to all you guys. Let's just start this conversation out with prayer. Father, we love you and thank you so much for another day. Thank you for blessing us and keeping us. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to love you. Thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for looking out for us in advance. God, you're good. And we appreciate you. We appreciate just having another moment where we could just say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we can also say, please forgive us for our sins. We're so sorry. But we're so grateful for your grace and your mercy. We love you, God. And we thank you for everything. Just want to send out a special prayer to all my brothers and sisters that listen to Solar Records Radio. Just please keep them safe, protect them, and guide them, and keep them close to you. In your son's name, we ask all our blessings. Amen. All right, guys. So listen, you know, I just want to praise with you and stuff, and you know that it's not really a topic. It's just a scripture that I got and that I'd like to share. I mean, this is scripture. Jesus is good all the time. And he has been blessing us. And I'm so grateful that he blesses me every single day that I get the opportunity to come on and do this show. But on Mark 12, 30-31 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and there is no other commandment greater." There's no other commandment greater. And it is a blessing to know that, you know, God means it. He blesses us, and we need to be able to bless him back and keep him first. And we need to love him and with all of our heart and all of our mind. You know, that's our thoughts and our actions and in our soul. You know, we need to really make sure that we keep God first. Because if we could make a commitment in our hearts and in our soul that Jesus is Lord, that he is our God, that he will protect us no matter what, no matter what the situations may appear to be. If we know that and we can hold on to that, no matter what we go through, guys, we're going to be okay. Because God, he's got us. He's got us. And a lot of times people get so upset about the economy and all the stuff that's going on. Don't worry about it. It is not your worry. You just make sure your strength, your faith is stronger than your fear. Make sure your faith is stronger than your fear. God loves you. He loves us so much. And we're so blessed to have a God like him. So lean not on your own understanding. Just know that God has got us and we are blessed. Can I get an amen? Can you just say amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us. We love you back and we appreciate you. And we thank you so much for caring so much about us. So make that commitment. Do what you have to do to make that commitment, a solid commitment. There's so many times people talk about, you know, well, look at this. How can you stand listening to the Republican Party? Or how can you stand listening to the Democratic Party? You know, I mean, you guys, you're confused. That has nothing to do. If we stay focused on God, we're good. Now, I listen to everything because I want to hear God in it. So I'm listening to what they got to say, and I'm listening to what they have to say. And the Spirit of God will guide me to what is right. And one of my friends said, how could you look and listen to those Democrats? What's wrong? I said, well, how can you listen to the Republicans without listening to the Democrats? Because you need, if you have a child, if you have two boys, and you and your husband go out for dinner and you come back home and the house is destroyed, are you only going to listen to one? Are you only going to listen to one child tell you what happened, or are you going to listen to both? See, you need to listen to both so you can get the full story, and then you can make your decision as to, you know, the right decision for the situation based off of the information that you'll be provided. But if you only listen to one child, you're going to have a lopsided decision that you're going to make, and that's not fair. It's not fair. So whatever country you're in, you know, if you're in a democracy, you know, and you got different sides, you know, you got to listen to both sides and let God tell you, guide you in the situation. You know, sometimes I hear people go, oh, I don't have time to hear that. I already know what I'm going to do. Well, this is not about you. Don't make it so much about you, but make it about God. Let God guide you. He wants to guide us. He wants us to come to him with everything, everything, because he needs to be first. So anyway, make that commitment to love him and be loved by him. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's in your face, no matter what you're dealing with, whether it's cancer, you know, your children are going through something, no matter what it is, your ex or your husband or your wife is doing something crazy, and, you know, you have to keep your mindset. Keep your mindset on Jesus so that he can take care of you. You will be okay because you're his, and he's going to protect you in the storm. He didn't bring you this far to just drop you off. All right? So anyway, so join me as we just meditate on Jesus and the love of Christ, and let's fall in love with him together. Okay? So come on, guys. Thank you for being a part of this and doing this with me, because it's nice to have somebody to do this with, to work out with. All right? So come on, let's get our workout on with our faith. We got to build up our faith. We got to get the strength that we need to carry us through. Jesus will carry us through. It's like planting the seed. We're planting the seed right now, and he is going to nurture it. All right? So come on.
We worship. I love to worship. I love to worship. I love to worship you alone. I love to worship. I love to worship.
I love to worship. mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Because we need to get back home. You remember E.T.? Home. He wanted to go to home. I mean, that is a perfect example of that's us. That's who we are. We need to get back to our Savior. We are lost without our Heavenly Father, without Jesus, without our Savior. We need to get Him, get close to Him, so we can go home. We need to go home. At the end of the day, I mean, life is wonderful. It's a beautiful experience just experiencing life and getting to know one another, being, you know, having children and grandkids and just having a wonderful life. But we're talking most people less than 100 years. Then what happens after that? You know, so we need to be able to live on forever and ever. And the only way we can do that is to get back with our Heavenly Father, because these bodies was only designed for a certain amount of time. But we're here to learn about Jesus. We're here to learn and get to know who our Savior is. God gave us that Bible so that we can learn about Him. And it's up to us if we want to chase that desire. if we want to chase that desire that's built inside of us, because that's who we are. We belong to God. But it's really, he wants us to love him. He don't want, I mean, can you imagine having a girl or a guy because you made them love you? Don't you want someone who just wants to love you, crazy about you just the way you are? You know, love you despite your issues. They just love you. And they'll do anything for you to help you and protect you, support you, and to keep you. That's what our Savior does for us. And that's why we seek him. That's why we want to be with him. And so I want you to hear this next song, because this man was so in love with Jesus until he started going through some very difficult times. And then he questioned himself, like, whoa. See, it's easier said than done for most of us, right? It's easy to say, I'm going to love you, Jesus. I'm going to give my life to you. I'll do anything I can for you. But then even, like, look what happened with the disciples when Jesus was being crucified, and people were like, well, don't you were with Jesus. And, no, they denied him. And he told them that they were going to deny him. He told them, and they still, so it's like we fall short. We're not perfect. And that's why we need him. But this particular song, this man was just hurting because something happened to him in his life. It really is about his child. His child got really sick, and his child was, he's like, wait a minute. You know, when I was just praising God, it was easy. I was just having a good time. But when the situation came on me and I had to deal with the pain and still try to get out there and worship and praise you, it's so much harder when you're going through something so bad. And that's why you have to exercise your faith. You have to constantly work on your faith so that it's stronger than the situation. It's stronger than your pain. It's stronger than your fear. It's stronger than your concerns. Your faith will pull you through anything, but you have to exercise your faith every day by trusting God in any and every single thing. So listen to this song, and I pray that you are doing whatever you need to do to exercise your faith so that you're strong enough to be a blessing to you, to your family, and to the kingdom of God. God is good.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose. Right now I'm losing bad. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring. What will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing
Stop. You are Christ, the hope of glory.
There's a line and we've crossed it. Some would say that we've lost it. Oh, but we found our joy in it. It's all in knowing you. There's a line and we've crossed. We found our joy. It's the joy of loving you.
Such thing as a coincidence. It all happens for a reason, and our Heavenly Father is there to bless us. He's bringing us together for a reason. And so thank you so much for being the best part of July Records Radio, hanging out. We love you. Have a wonderful 4th of July to all of our listeners and stuff here in the United States, and to the ones that celebrate Independence Day around the world, the Americans. God bless you guys, and take care. Enjoy your family, and just be safe. And thanks, Greg. I love you. Thanks for the flyer, bro. And I'm wishing everybody well, and you all take care, and we'll catch you later on Soulful Records Radio. Good night, and God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I've walked among the shadows. You wipe my tears away. And I've felt the pain of heartbreak. And I've seen the brighter days. And I break bread to heaven from my lowest place. And I have held the blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing, I'm walking down the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God over hills and valleys, hills and valleys. God over hills and valleys, and I am not alone.
I've watched my dreams get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what I know.